Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today the Church honors a saint that I don't believe is all that well known, Saint Mariam Buardi. In religious life, she was known as Sister Mary of Jesus Crucified. She lived in the 19th century. She was a disclosed Carmelite nun. She was a stigmatist and mystic. She was born to a Greek Catholic parents in Palestine. Eventually, she became a Carmelite in France. Known for her service to the poor, she helped found a Carmel both in India and Bethlehem, where she died. She is also called the Little Arab, or the Lily of Palestine. So we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And
as we gather now for the celebration of this Eucharist, we do take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience, seeking God's forgiveness, God's grace and mercy, as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have
mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the wisdom of human eloquence, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its meaning. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the learning of the learned I will set aside. Where is the wise one? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made the wisdom of the world foolish? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not come to know God through wisdom, it was the will of God through the foolishness of the proclamation to save those who have faith. For Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
Exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp. With a 10-string lyre, chant his praises.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
For upright is the word of the Lord, and all of his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord the earth is full.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
The Lord brings to naught the plans of nations. He foils the designs of peoples. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Be vigilant at all times and pray that you may have the strength to stand before the Son of Man.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and they fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is using the parable of the 10 virgins. And parables are Jesus' teaching tools. He gets across a message very well when parables are used. Sometimes he needs to explain them, and sometimes he doesn't. He doesn't give a great deal of explanation behind it, but I think we have come to know that we're given choices in life. We can be wise or we can be foolish. And as we live our lives right now, we're either doing so foolishly or we're doing so very wisely. Are we ready to meet our Maker? Are we ready to have that door open for us? Or will someday it be shut because we simply hadn't prepared ourselves as we live our lives here on earth for that heavenly kingdom? We all want that heavenly kingdom. Whether we're on the face of the earth for only a couple of days, weeks, months, or maybe many, many years, we do not know when the time is going to come when we meet the Maker. And we've got to be wise. We can't be foolish at this stage in our life. We're given up so many opportunities simply by the teachings of Jesus, the parables of Jesus, to get ourselves ready for what we long for here on earth, that eternal life. I think in the ourselves, we try to think maybe in human terms, well, how long is that eternal life going to be compared to the years that I've been able to live on the face of the earth? I believe that our lives on the face of the earth are but a blink of an eye in the eyes of God, because eternal life goes on forever and ever and ever and ever. But it's in the presence of the angels. It's in the presence of God. We see our Jesus in such a different way. We want to see him in such a different way than what we even are able to experience him right now. In just a moment of quiet prayer, we bow our heads for a moment. asking God for us truly not to be foolish, but to prepare ourselves as we live right now wisely for that kingdom of heaven. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, prayers of petition, prayers of thanksgiving. For Pope Francis and all priests and consecrated individuals, that they will have a major impact on the conversion of the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace, our country, and in our world, and for all leaders, that they will not be blinded by power, prestige, or money, but will seek to work for the common good and protecting the dignity of human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the unemployed and underemployed, that they will rely on the providence and the goodness of God our Father to provide them with all that they need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are beginning a new school year, that they will have a safe, nurturing, and well-equipped environment in which to learn and interact with their teachers and their peers, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to priesthood, religious life, to the diaconate, we pray for those men and women who are discerning a vocation in the church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Bishop Stephen Ryka, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary on Sunday, in thanksgiving for his service to the church and the Diocese of Birmingham, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. For the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we pray the prayer of your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Marian Buardi, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory, yours now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace. Peace be with you. Thank you. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is now a very good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord, that conform to his image here on earth, we may merit also to be his co-heirs in heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear into our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
My 23-year-old daughter was expecting her second child. I'm a father of 10 children. Wow. My middle daughter was expecting her second child at the age of 23. She had a successful cesarean section, C-section. Baby was healthy. Mother was healthy. A few days later, Elizabeth started hemorrhaging and had to be rushed into the emergency room. And she hemorrhaged throughout the day and into the night and had lost 8 pints of blood, and they couldn't stop the bleeding. And so they called her husband in and told him he should say goodbye to his wife, my daughter Elizabeth. And they had called a priest to give the anointing of the sick. She had been anointed, but she was just losing all of her vital organs were shutting down. And he was desperate. So they called us. We're in Wisconsin. They live in New Hampshire. And so we needed to get out there as fast as we could. And so we were desperately trying to get flights out there. And in the meantime, I remembered having visited the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and having prayed at the fresco of St. Gianamola. And I remembered her story. And so we started praying to St. Gianamola and got as many people as we could to pray to St. Gianna. And within just a few minutes or an hour, whatever it took, the bleeding stopped and Elizabeth started to recover.
Wow.
And she completely recovered and is now a healthy mother of 2 children, hoping that she will be able to still have 4 children in the future. So That's our St. Gianamola story.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.